This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi exceptional luxury performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com.
Well, a brand new season is underway on the PGA Tour, and that means a few changes. Tom Alter is the Vice President of Editorial Development with the Tour. It's a pleasure to welcome Tom Alter to the Augusta Golf Show for the very first time. Hi, Tom.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, John?
I'm good. I have to ask right from the start. Vice President, Editorial Development. I have no idea what that... How do you help me hit a six iron any better? I don't know what that means.
Well, that's not going to really help you, but I can tell you that if you are interested in... you're a tour player and you're interested in maybe doing something that will get you some love away from the golf course, then I'm your guy. So... my background is television production, and I'm kind of the TV guy in our communications department, and I coordinate things with the likes of ESPN and mostly Golf Channel. But I'm also responsible for heading up a team where we try to pitch PGA Tour stories about our players and charity and business efforts for everything that's, if you will, the opposite of the Golf Channel. So my team got Justin Thomas to talk about FedEx's donation to the St. Jude Hospital, and we had that on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon when we announced a new headquarters that's going to be built here at the PGA Tour. That was in Architectural Digest. So those are a couple of different ways that I'm pushing editorial development.
All right. Well, we have some changes that are coming to the FedEx Cup. They're instituted right now as we're in the brand new season. Do you know what were some of the things that needed to be addressed or that the tour thought needed to be addressed in all of this, Tom?
Well, I would say there's just a couple of things. One, we knew that the conclusion of the PGA Tour couldn't or shouldn't try to compete with football. So the powers that be looked for a way to structure the season so that it would conclude in August, giving the tour a chance to compete for all the attention of viewers in August. And this way, the playoff season will conclude. And so that's one of the changes that was made, was that we switched things around with the Players Championship moving to March so that the PGA Championship could move from August into May. And then the playoff events would be reduced from 4 to 3. And all this was designed to have the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup finale finish before Labor Day so that we wouldn't have to compete against football. That's one. And then the second thing was that we also wanted to make it a little bit simpler for fans at home to follow the process at the Tour Championship to determine who was going to win the FedEx Cup. And so we went from kind of a confusing points-based scoring system to a strokes-based scoring system, so that now when people tune into the Tour Championship, it doesn't matter if you've been following along very closely or if you're just kind of popping in, and right away you'll be able to tell what's happening.
Was there input from the players, Tom, or had you really kind of heard from them through the years about what they liked and didn't like?
Well, I know that the tour has heard from players and the media and fans on all different formats and ideas how to make this simpler and something that everyone could follow and, you know, be a win-win. But the players were the most important constituents, and they were driving it, including meetings at our Player Advisory Council. Mm-hmm. There's about 24 players that include players of all skill levels and ages and Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth are on the pack. And so they were very involved in this whole process.
We're talking with Tom Alter from the PGA Tour here on the Augusta Golf Show. For me, Tom, one of the things, and we'll get into a little bit of the specifics, but for me, what I really feel now is it seems to feel like there is a true regular season and a true postseason. Talk about how Wyndham has stepped up for the regular season.
Well, you make a good point there that the regular season was, and this is something that the players really drove, is that they thought that there should be some recognition for a player's performance through the regular season. Wyndham is going to be on the heels of the Open Championship, then the World Golf Championship at FedEx St. Jude Classic in Memphis, and then it's the Wyndham Championship. So there's a lot of golf right there, a lot of important golf, and then the playoffs would start right after that. So Wyndham in Greensboro will determine not just who finishes in the top 125, keeps their full playing privileges, and qualifies for the playoffs, but it will also determine the Wyndham Rewards Program, where the top 10 players through the regular season will be recognized with a bonus. And, you know, if you're 10th, you know, the bonus is $500,000. So, you know, that's a big chunk of change and motivation for players who, you know, maybe that they are maybe they're 9th or 10th or 11th on the bubble, and so maybe they want to go play Wyndham for a chance to finish the regular season in the top 10. And the season-long points, regular season points leader will earn $2 million. So there's a lot of money at stake.
And to your point, it adds value, and it adds, I don't want to say credibility, that's not right, but it makes the regular season kind of have a definitive end and a definitive reward at the end.
Well, yeah, it's just going to drive more buzz, we hope, building into the playoffs. And so, again, like we said, trying to own the month of August, where fans' attentions from maybe, you know, the dog days of August of baseball season are waning down. It's before football has started. There's no basketball or hockey yet. And so this could be our time to shine.
I want to make this point. I want you to expand on this a little bit, Tom. When you say the tour does not want to conflict with football, I just want to make this point, because a lot of the talk has been how it's going to end early. As you mentioned, the tour championship will end now around Labor Day. But I want to make this distinction. The schedule change kind of affects not conflicting with the start of football. When we get to this time of the year next year, we'll be into the new season. It's going to be a brand new season. It just kind of means that it ends a little earlier, but the new season will kind of begin again this time next year, right?
Well, that's correct. So when I talk about avoiding football, we just don't want to have to compete with the start of the football when every fan is hopeful, and you know, every team's undefeated, and you know, with the Tour Championship and the FedEx Cup finale, we were fortunate this year with Tiger Woods playing so well and eventually winning the Tour Championship, and then you had the great story of Justin Rose, who won the FedEx Cup on the last putt of the last hole of the last tournament. You know, those were compelling stories, but imagine if you know, there wasn't NFL to watch. There were moments when the telecast performed better than the NFL games. But if it wasn't competing against the NFL games, there could have been just that many more eyeballs tuning in.
And I'll let you go on this, because you did bring this up, and I do want to cover this. The changes to the Tour Championship itself. Now when the tournament begins, to your point, scores will be set, or a target will be set. Players will be given a level of the competition. Just talk a little bit about that.
So the idea was to make the scoring system much simpler and everyone could follow along. And so the idea was to take some of the current points structure and replicate that for the win probabilities, but using strokes. And so the number one player coming into the Tour Championship will start with at minus 10. and the number two player will be minus eight, and then it goes 7, 6, 5. And then the next group of five will be at minus four, the next group at minus three, and so on till players 26 through 30 will start at even par. And in effect, 10 strokes behind the leader
before
play
with,
starts.
With four rounds to make that good.
Correct. And so it'll look like a big deal, and it'll look like a you know, maybe a tall hurdle, and that the number one player has this huge advantage. But the players in the tour acknowledge that the number one player should have a huge advantage. Now, there are other sports that have something similar, you know, home field advantage. But how about, think of it more like the Daytona 500 or the Indy 500, that the number one player is in the pole position and the other guys are way in the back, and they're going to have to try and catch up. And through the course of 72 holes, and we saw it last year, that Justin Rose would have still won the FedEx Cup, but he only would have won by one shot. And there was Billy Horschel and Tiger Woods and Dustin Johnson were all one shot behind him. I mean, imagine a four-way playoff for you know, the FedEx Cup and the increased prize, which is $15 million going to the winner.
He is Tom Alter, Vice President, Editorial Development from the PGA Tour as the brand new season is underway. Tom, thank you for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. I love talking golf, and I always like talking golf with someone who's a fellow golf geek.